Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. Today we will be looking into the mysterious and deeply inspiring Leela of Lord Nrisimhadev. We are reminded of Srila Prabhupada when he left Los Angeles in 1970. He went on a world tour and did not know if he would ever see the devotees again, because he wanted to spend a significant time now in developing the preaching in India. So in his goodbye lecture, he said, "Nrisimhadev may save you." So Nrisimhadev will give you protection in my absence. I am an old man, so even I may not return, but you shall continue this Krishna consciousness movement. So in other words, Srila Prabhupada in going turned one more time around and said, in my absence Lord Nrisimhadev will give you protection. Let us look into a verse where the tremendous power of remembering Lord Nrisimhadev is described. Ya etat kirtayan mayam tvaya gitam idam naraha tvam chamang cha smarang kale karma bandhat pramuchyate. One who always remembers your activities, Prahlad, and my activities also. This is Lord Nrisimhadev speaking to Prahlad. He says, one who always remembers your activities and my activities also, and who chants the prayers you have offered, becomes free in due course of time from the reactions of material activities. By remembering Lord Nrisimhadev and his activities in relationship to Prahlad, we actually become fearless in our struggle in the material life. Elsewhere, Prabhupada says, the devotee's hope of becoming fearless is to chant the holy name of Nrisimhadev. Yato yato yami tato Nrisimha. Wherever we go, we must always think of Lord Nrisimhadev. Thus, there will be no fear for the devotee of the Lord. Let us look today a little bit more close into the pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadev. Srila Prabhupada wrote about this in the fifth mantra of the Ishopanishad, in the purport. When the boy saint Prahlad Maharaj was in the presence of his atheistic father, his father asked him, "Where is your God?" The child Prahlad replied that God resides everywhere. The father then angrily asked whether his God was within the pillar of the palace, and the child said, "Yes." At once the atheist king broke the pillar in front of him into pieces, at which the Lord appeared as Nrisimha from within the pillar and killed the atheist king. Now Srila Prabhupada told us, this means that the Lord is within everything which is created by his different energies, and by his inconceivable power he can appear at any place in order to favor his sincere devotee, to show mercy to his devotee. The Lord can appear anywhere and everywhere. This is one of the amazing lessons of the pastime of Lord Nrisimhadev. He shows Prahlad Maharaj that he maybe very far, but he is also very close. He is within everything, but also outside everything. In this way, the Lord is inconceivable and inconceivably merciful. There are two ways in which Lord Nrsimhadev acts. Sanatana Goswami describes this. First, within you are most gentle and compassionate, but from without, your vehement power and force is beautiful to behold. So, inside, Lord Nrsimhadev carries the most compassionate feelings for his devotee. But outside, he shows his nails. Sanatan says, "You eagerly licked the limbs of Prahlad, and with your roar, you split the shell of the universe." Two aspects. When Lord Nrsimhadev licked Prahlad Maharaj as a sign of his affection, the rain of his saliva quenched the fire of Sri Prahlad's separation. The Lord was thinking at that time, normally the devotees perform abhishek of myself, but in these pastimes, I reciprocate and perform the abhishek of my devotee. When we are approaching the Lord, it is very important that we recognize his affection, because that recognition is very, very encouraging. I would like to now request all of us to look at the other side of the Lord, the ferocious, fiery side, because thinking about this will also bring us close to Lord Nrsimhadev. So, in one scripture, it's the Shubhashita Ratna Bandhagara, we find that Hiranyakashipu heard some sound in his palace when he was threatening Prahlad. There was a sound, and he said to one of his servants, "My servant, what is it?" And the servant reported back and said, "Oh Lord, it's a lion." Hiranyakashipu was still very confident. He said, "So what?" But the servant said, "He's a lion with a human body. I've never seen such a strange creature." Still, Hiranyakashipu remained confident. "If that's the case, bring him here." And the servant said, "Lord, he's already coming on his own." Then Hiranyakashipu had his first darshan of Ugra Nrsimha, the angry Nrsimha, and he, for the first time, became a little afraid. After Lord Nrsimhadev played a little bit in the chivalrous rasa, Nrsimhadev decided enough of the playing. And at that time, Lord Nrsimha, who had been just angry, turned into Jwala Nrsimha. That means a very blazing form of Lord Nrsimhadev. He's now fiery angry. And he comes step by step with an effulgence of fire to Hiranyakashipu. He grabs Hiranyakashipu by the neck, by the hips, and lifted one of his leg high up, and then he was sliding the whole body of Lord of Hiranyakashipu up one leg and brought me into a position. Then he took his two hands into a tearing mudra. He did not sit down. He did something like sitting and dancing both at the same time. And as Hiranyakashipu looked at the eyes of Lord Narsingadev, the Lord started to smile. He was smiling because he could free now Prahlad from this terror of Hiranyakashipu. Furthermore, he freed the entire universe from this demon who had become like a meningitis, that's a fever of the brain and the spine, which often ends fatal. Lord Narsingadev freed Hiranyakashipu, who was like this infection to the whole universe, and thereby he gave pleasure to all the living entities in the universe. This pastime is celebrated in Braj. The Brijbasis actually celebrate a 5-day festival for Lord Narsingadev, and they have one song which they sing during this whole festival. The song goes like this: O Lord Narsingadev, all glories unto you. The loud sound of your roaring aborts the pregnancies of the wives of the demons. Your ear-deafening laughter gives pleasure to Prahlad, and your heavy steps destroy the residences of the Asuras. Your beautiful feet makes the heart of Lakshmi blossom, and the drops of blood that fall from your hands make the earth lighter. Your soft palms constantly give blessings to your devotees. I always request you to reside at the gate of my house and protect me from all evil. This is the prayer of the devotees of the Lord. They want to get the favor of Lord Narsingadev. In this connection, I'm remembering a prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, who says, O Supreme Lord, because of a bodily conception of life, the embodied souls, which are so much full of illusion, are neglected and not cared for by you. In this position, they cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child. A physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient, and a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. So let us not remain in the far away from the Lord. Let us remember him and turn to him in our attempts to become victorious in the struggle to overcome our inner enemies. Just this little turning to Lord Narsingadev is enough to give him pleasure, because he has a fatherly bhava towards all conditioned souls. The moment Lord Narsingadev sees that someone stops ignoring him and just becomes more conscious of him, he takes care of such a person. Really, Lord Nrsingadev is so absolutely caring to those who turn to him because his heart is melting with gentleness and compassion for his devotees. Sridharaswami says, just like a lioness may be fierce to those who are against, who are posing a danger for her cubs, but is so affectionately caring for her little ones, the little lions. They're called lion cubs. In the same way, the Lord is only fierce to the non-devotees who are posing dangerous, who are dangerous to the world, but he is extremely kind to those who turn to him, who become lion cubs, brave devotees who move forward to Lord Nrsingadev and who are, let us say, carrying in their hearts the desires to also help others move forward. I thank you very much. I wish you a very happy Nrsingadev and also after Nrsingadev, a lot of Kunsambanda for Lord Nrsingadev. See Nrsingadev ki jai. See you very soon again.